Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, Adele said that she was embarrassed by her divorce in an exclusive and wide-ranging interview with Oprah Winfrey, which aired in the US on Sunday night. The star felt that she had disrespected the idea of marriage when she separated from her husband, Simon Konecki, in 2018. She said she'd been obsessed with a nuclear family her entire life because she never came from one. Her father left home when she was only 2 years old. And she said that from a very young age, she promised herself that when she had kids, she would stay together. And she says she really, really tried for a long time. But she first realised her marriage was crumbling when she took a personality test in a glossy magazine. One of the questions asked, what's something that no one would ever know about you? And she blurted out to the group of friends that she was with that she just wasn't happy. She wasn't living and she was plodding along. She says they all gasped. But from there, she was like, well, what am I doing? What am I doing it for? I'm not happy. The couple were together for 8 years. They have a son. And she'd previously said that the marriage and separation both took place in 2018. So she wasn't long married when she was out of it. But she seems to be alluding that just plodding along wasn't good and she needed to get out of the marriage. She admitted feeling very uncomfortable that she chose in particular to dismantle her son's life, putting her own happiness essentially, because she felt that if she was unhappy, that ultimately it would lead to unhappiness for their child as well. So if your child and children are happy, if your partner's happy, is it okay to just plod along with something that you feel isn't personally fulfilling you and making you happy? We want to know if you think this is just utterly selfish. You know, everyone in their relationships has times where, for whatever reason, they plod along. But is it just too selfish to call quits and change your child's life in particular for the pursuit of your own happiness? Michelle, what do you think about Adele's admission that she was selfish and that she felt bad for putting her son in a position where he was going to be living between two homes, but she had to do it? She felt she had to do it.
I suppose to die and self be true really is the bottom line of this. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, she was unhappy. Now, I mean, my marriage went, so I know what's that like, and I know the effect it has on children, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody, you know, that kind of thing, and I think it's terrible. And I wasn't the instigator of that. But I do feel, what you call it, that if somebody is truly unhappy, they will walk eventually anyway. And it's just a time thing, you know, and maybe sometimes I think it's better when kids are younger because it's easier for them to kind of get into the routine of, you know, two houses, all that. Like, I think when they're older, it has a very, very traumatic effect on them. So is she selfish? I mean, only she could answer that, really. Only she knows the reasons why she left. You know what I mean? We could be like, it isn't, I left because he was this or he was that, you know. He might have been happy, or our child was obviously very happy, and obviously ideally a two-parent house is the way for all children to be brought up. But if there's somebody who's not happy, no matter what, they're, you know, eventually if they can't work through what their unhappiness is, they're going to walk anyway.
She's saying that they married in 2018 and they separated in 2018. So, you know...
Yeah, you would have thought, why did you get married? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know,
or why was the decision made so quickly, I suppose, to end the marriage?
Yeah, when we shouldn't give it any time. You know, and like, because we don't know the reasons. You, if we knew the reasons, you might be able to say, well, why didn't she work with us? Did they go to counselling?
But I think what she's saying is there were no big reasons. She just felt personally unfulfilled and unhappy, as in it was an internal thing rather than an issue with the marriage per se, seems to be what she's saying.
Yeah, but then she can be that kind of person who might never be happy with anybody long term. Do you know, I kind of think that maybe commitment is her issue. You know, I don't know, you don't know, but I mean, at the end of the day, it does sound very selfish, like to leave for no particular reason. If, you know, she didn't like him or he was doing something or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody understands that, you know, if there's a bad relationship or a bad marriage and there's, you know, there's bad feeling, there's shouting, there's roaring, there's violence, there's any of those, you know, untoward things that can happen in marriages where you're openly disrespecting the other person. But you know, this is a situation where it seems from what she's saying, there were none of that.
Yeah, and you see, if she stayed, would she end up resenting maybe her child? Maybe, you know what I mean? That, like, I only stayed because of you. You know, like, you know, there could be that element of it too. So, like, though I don't agree with anybody walking out of a marriage unless they've really given it everything they can, and, you know, and I do think that for most people, there's an issue, there's something that brought you to that point. Just feeling unhappy, no, and I don't think it's good enough reason, to be honest about it. But like I said, if she felt unhappy, that happiness wasn't probably going to go away if based on some magazine thing that she filled out with. I think it's a bit strange to decide to marry.
It was, I have to agree. I thought it was a little strange when I read that too, but I suppose everybody has their individual tipping point or whatever it brings, a moment of clarity to them. Is this the ultimate selfish act? I mean, essentially she put her own happiness before that of her child and her husband, or did she have to be true to herself? Was it going to unwind anyway? Let us know what you think. Tara Duggan in for Niall. There's people in marriages, I'd say, all over the country who are, you know, plodding along just as Adele was. And she took the decision that it had to end, that she wasn't personally fulfilled. But was that completely and utterly selfish and not probably giving enough thought to her child and her husband's feelings in it? Niamh, do you think Adele was being really selfish, or did she do the right thing?
I think she did the right thing for her. No, I don't think she was being selfish at all.
Even if doing the right thing for her was not necessarily the right thing or the best thing for her child. And I mean, look, that's every individual parent's judgment call.
It is. And I think she's feeling the old maternal guilt that we're all injected with when they're born. But what the other side of the coin for her is that, you know, her child will grow up now with a more reasonable view of what a relationship is. If you're looking at your parents and they never hug, they never kiss, they're never affectionate with each other because they just don't particularly like each other anymore. Mm. They're not in love. There's no affection. The child may grow up thinking, well, that's how a relationship is. And you don't want that. So perhaps it's better to have two happy parents separate than two miserable parents together.
Because many people don't possibly think of that when they're busy papering up the cracks and trying to hold it all together, that things like the sniping and things like the, as you say, no affection, or, you know, just maybe not necessarily being kind to one another. Because if you're miserable and the other person is miserable, that's what happens. That's the reality of it. You may not want it to be that way or intend it to be that way, but it is. And I suppose we don't think quite often that then our behaviour models what our children see and what they then think is a normal functioning relationship. We're setting them up for a fall in a way.
I mean, for everything our children learn, they learn from us. They learn from what they see. They're little sponges. And plodding along isn't always negative. You know, it sounds negative, but for some people, it doesn't necessarily mean they're miserable. It just means they're content. And it might look to the outside world like they're plodding along, but they're perfectly happy. They're content. They're fulfilled in whatever their relationship is. She wasn't. So that was the difference. She saw it as a negative and said, I need out of this because I've more to do.
But do all of us buy in some way, Niamh, to that kind of Disney ideal, you know, or the Hollywood ideal of what relationships are, that they're, you know, exciting and, you know, full of love and tenderness and, you know, like, that's not the reality of what's involved.
No, it's not. I mean, half the time you'd willingly bury somebody under a patio. But I think it doesn't have to be Disney. So, I mean, sometimes it can be more like The Exorcist, but it can be Disney sometimes, Exorcist sometimes. That's okay, because that's life. You know, if you were happy all the time, you'd be a game show host, and no one lives like that. Yeah. No one is always happy and always content and always, oh, darling, you're so wonderful. Oh, darling, you're the light of my life. Half says, God, darling, go away.
No, absolutely. And I think your analogy with half Disney, half The Exorcist is probably the reality for most of us. Sean, do you think that Adele is doing the right thing? We're hearing a lot from the US about, you know, finding your truth. Is she finding her truth at the expense of her family?
No, I think in her interview, she said he was the best man in the world, lovely fella, a whole lot. He's a nobody. She's famous. She's making a few pounds now. Who is he? He's a nobody.
I wouldn't say that. He's actually a man of great means. He comes from a very, very wealthy background, privileged background. So he's not a nobody.
But look who she's with now. Some famous fella.
Some rapper, I think, is it?
Yeah. So, like, she knows herself. look at their own personal choice. But it happens to a lot of people. She lost her weight, not making loads of money, with the one fella for a long time. Oh, right, I shouldn't have married him. And getting more attention here in America with other famous people. Oh, look, don't worry about the son. We'll pay a few bob there, keep everybody happy.
Well, now, she says there were heart-wrenching decisions, but that she had to do ultimately what was going to make her happy. I mean, there is, you know, there. I mean, both Michelle and Niamh made that point, I think, very well. That, you know, our children look at us and they see whether we're happy or not, and they emulate their own relationships going on into the future. So, you know, did she have a responsibility, and do we all have a responsibility as parents to be happy, to make ourselves happy in the first instance, and then that gives a good environment for our children to grow up in?
Oh, yeah, number one is yourself. Always make sure yourself is happy. No one else can make you happy on yourself. But again, she's so famous, she could tell everybody they want to hear. She could be saying that she's guilty and that. She mightn't be guilty at all. You don't know what her publicists are saying to make yourself look good.
It's a ruse to sell the new album. Well, I mean, look, there were, yeah. And somebody did make that point that if Adele really was mindful of her son's well-being or emotions, that she wouldn't be telling anyone this as a means of flogging her new album.
I bring out a new album all about her life and her breakup. Did you ever hear such crap in your life?
Well, it did well. Her previous breakups and heartaches did well for her in the past. All the other albums were songs penned by because of heartbreak.
Yeah, but she's around all these TV stations in America. Marriage broke up, and yet she's still saying, he was the best fella since sliced bread. Oh, lovely man, everything, but I had to break up and I had to make a song about it. A whole album about it.
And I believe it's released early November. So I don't know, do you buy into Adele's heartbreak? Or is it just, as Sean is suggesting there, a way of clocking up more dollars in the bank account?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.